that he does not hold from Lev Bezdim Asna Lemadib, Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftan Tamidim. There's no way to be paid to them now that they're a Tam. You have to wait until they become a Baal Mum, and then you can sell them and redeem them. But Divrei Chum, according to Chum Shita, Niftan Tamidim. The Chum, they hold the side of Lev Bezdim Asna Lemadib. So Bezdim made a condition. When they first brought these Tamidim, even though usually a carbon, when it's a tam, when it has no mum, there's no way to be paid to it, it has kedusha saguf on it. You cannot get the kedusha off it until it has the bal mum. But here there's a special condition. There's the masculine. There's the major condition here that these kabbalas that we do not need, like the kedusha saguf goes off it, and therefore it only has regular kedusha zomim that you could be paid to it. So you see clearly, it's only the chum that holds this svara, not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not hold from leiv there's the masculine. So we have Akasha back again. According to Rabbi Shimon, a carbon Siba is not different than a carbon Yachid. So we have the question, why do we bring Shnei Sirim on Yom Tovim for? If you makrish them together, the second one cannot be Mechaper. So we have to come out to the terrace. You'll see tomorrow, another terrace maybe, but so far we only have a terrace that gets what I'm talking about, Zeachazit. Alright, let's go.
Yeah, we're holding Zvochim Medav Zayin Amar Aleph. So it's a little chazal, we just learned the last gemara we had on Navofam Beis. The shaila was is an essay of Liachar Afrosh, after you're mafresh a korban, and then you're over in Yisra say, do you have a kapor with this korban oiler or not? So gemara wants to bring a raya from the locha of Sirem, that the Siriyat Seris, how can we bring two of them? So gemara said, it must be for the tumah that happens between one and the other. So you see that's mechapa on an essay afterwards. Smor said no, the Moraz Matcha Moraz Vahokha the Yesid Lacha Froshur Ko Mechapro. Smor said the Afrishin Vasachas Hochinami Hochamaskin the Afrishin Obezeachazer that the Ramafrish do Kabonas one after another. And therefore the second one is mechapro on the Azeh that happened in between. Smor said that Valeku Valemule the Kroh is it possible to say that the pasuk is only talking about by the Kisrei Atzeres that they were mafresh one after another, the Sirei Atzeres? It's the pasuk that says bring two of them, mashmi, even they bring them together. That was one question. Now this Omra Pop answered and said, no, Karbonas Siba Kamrit, you bring me a proof on a Karbon Siba, I'll tell you Shani Karbonas Siba, the Sirei Atzeres that's brought on Yom Tif, that's a Korban Siba, and by Korban Siba, it's a special halacha. There we say, to lay the Bezdin Kamasna Layim. Kedreb Yudom Ashmuel, a special halacha that Bezdin is Masna. Bezdin makes it tonight when they first buy the Korban for the Siba, there should always be fit to be used. Like if Yudom Ashmuel says, the Yomer of Yudom Ashmuel, Korbanus Siba, a Korban Siba, Sakin Moishchoson Lamashheng, the knife, b'shas t'shchita, that makes it, you could use it for whatever purpose is aimed for. Min ha-sheikhton, Moshchos, when she says, l'mashen ruin v'yendim. And even though we do not know what it was for, we're going to need them, that you did not need this year, you could use for the next year. It's b'shas t'shchita, you use it for what you want. So you see, there's such a cloud of lave bezdim, the heart of bezdim has a right to make conditions. So melo, korban sibra is different. That's why this korban siba could be mechaper even on an isaras, even on the averis that happened after the afrosha. Oh, malay Reb Yisrael bread the Reb Shmuel or Reb Popo, or the Yisrael Reb Shimon leves the master leim, is it true? We want to answer. Reb Shimon is the one that said this, that the Syriat service come to be mechaper for the averis in between. And Reb Shimon himself does not hope for this klal of leiv bez the master leim. Because Omer Rav Idi Barav and Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yechanan, that Tamidin Shlehu Tzuchu Letzibor, the Korban Tamidim that you set aside, you bought from the money of this year, and it comes out now by the end of Adar, the end of Chodesh Adar, you have leftover Korbanos you cannot use for this year anymore. So what do we do with them? Because Allah is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start bringing Korbanos from the new Trumas Alishcha. So what do we do with the Korbanos that were left over from last year? So he said like this, that Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon a Niftin Tamimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon Mashma does not hold Lev Bezdin Masna Leyen. So since the Bezdin bought these Kabbonis for last year, they cannot use them for this year. And therefore it's called a Niftin Tamimim. You cannot just be paid to these animals now when they're a Tam, and to use the money and buy a new carbon. but rather you have to wait until these karbonos become a balmum, and then you can first redeem them. Like Rashi says, the Ochi Gomolo Rabbi Yechonon, the rabbi, this is what Rabbi Yechonon was mekama from his Rebbe, that the pligi bo Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbonin, some achlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin, whether you say leiv bez the masna leim or not. The Rabbi Shimon less leiv bez the masna. According to Rabbi Shimon, he does not hold this svar of leiv bez the masna leim. Lachshirul atimidei shon habo, that you could use this korban itself, even though it's a tam now, that you have a right to be pleiderit, and then to buy it back again and use this korban itself. No, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't do that. But the Dibrei Chachomim niftin tamimim. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, that they hold leiv bez the masna leim, even though usually a korban calls man a tam without a balmum, you cannot be poiderit. You have to wait until it becomes a balmum. But over here, there's a new svara of leiv bez the masna leim. That Bezda made a special condition here that these tamidim, if we were not use it needed for this year, we're allowed to use it for next year. How do we do that? We can be poiderit and then buy it back again and use it for the next year. So who you see, Rabbi Shimon does not hold leiv bez the masna leim. So therefore, it's a question then. There's no new halach of a korban sibor. So how come by the sirei atzeres, the serum that are brought on Yom Tovim, that it's mechaper for the chet of Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav? How come you have to bring two? And the answer was that it's mechaper for the avera that was done in between one and the other. So you see, even though you are mafresh two of them together, still a korban could be mechaper on a chet that's done after the hafrasha. And now the Gemara says, V'yoid, and more. Rashi says, what's the more? That inami, even if you want to tell me, inami bois lameim or dekro, docha kumukki anashe kishefrisha mzachazir. There may be no, from this halacha of Rabbi Shimon, that the shnei, sirei atzeres, come to be mechaper, maybe it's talking about, like we said before, that they were mafresh them, v'zachazir, they're mafresh one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And therefore the second one comes for the chatoyim that happened after the first afrosha, before the second afrosha. Maybe the pasuk is talking like that. So then bechlal you would have no proof that unless the korban could be mechaper on an avera after the afrosha. But still, for Yehuda, even if you want to say that way, haboyi minei Reb Yirmiyah mireb Zera. Reb Yirmiyah asked the question from Reb Zera like this: sirei atzeres, these two serum, these two goats that we bring on the on Yom Tov on the terrace, shekibul damon b'shnei kaisos. What's going to be even though the shechita was done together, like the afrosha was done together, and then they made a shechita and both kabbonis together, one after another, and they mekabel the dam also, shekibul damon b'shnei kaisos. Like right away they mekabel the dam, they received the blood from the first korban in one basin, and then use the second one to mekabel the second asirim. So you have now the two kaisos of blood already to make the zrikas. Now, the nizrak doyma shorishan, they made now the zrika on the first korban first. So the question is, he asked, sheni lamhubo, why do we bring the second one for? Like the chur, the first one was already mechaper and all the chatoyim of tumas mitzvah shekadeshav. And the answer is that the second one comes, al tumas she'oira she'ira bein ze lo ze. If somebody went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tummy now, in between the first Zerika and the second Zerika is mechaper for him. So you see very strong here that even though you already made that frosh on both the serum, and you even made the shechita on both of them, you even made the Kabbalah, so she did not make the final Zerika, still, if the chet was done before the second Zerika, the second korban would be mechaper on that chet. You see clearly that a korban could be mechaper even on the averus that were done after the afrasha, as long as the zrika was not done yet. So now the Gemara is that ad kan up until now loy mi boilei ela esed liach hashchita. In other words, where does Reb Yirmiyah ask the question from Reb Zera with his last shaila boy minei Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zera? Where did Reb Yirmiyah ask the question from Reb Zera? His only suffix was if the chet was done after the shchita, could the korban be mechaper for that chet? That was his old sofik. Elasad lacha shchita. Like here the case was, you made the shchita on both korbanos, and now if you did a chet in between one and the other, between one zrika and the next zrika, is a mechaper. That was his sofik. Avalasad liachra frosh lemi boilei. But Mashmi has no doubt that for sure, if it's before the shchita, even though you already mafresh the korban, still if you do a chet later, you could have a kapor with this korban. Since he clearly, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that lach afrosha means nothing. That for sure, even though there was afrosha, still if you do a chet later, before you made the shchita, pshitem shita, you will have a kapor with the korban. So when it says like this, Dilma maybe when Rabbi Yirmiyah meant to say like this was, he meant to say imtim tzolayim kamar. And he only meant to say with an imtim tzolayim, like true. Rashi says, Dilma maybe really tavayim kami boyleim. Maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah really had a doubt both ways. And Bahoka Kimi Boy, this was his doubt. Hi, Bein Zelazer, the Kama Reb Shimon. That's what Reb Shimon says, that we bring the two Sirim on Yom Tov. And it's Mechapa for the Chet between one and the other. What did he mean to say? Did he mean to say, Koy de Mafrosha Koy? Is he only talking about before the Hafrosha? Maybe it's only Mechapa, like we said before, Yemafresh one in the morning or one in the afternoon. So the Chatoim did in between. Since it's before the second Hafrosha, then it's Mechapa? Maybe no, even though you're mafresh both serum in the morning, still, as long as you did not make the shchit, you did not bring the second korban yet, so then the second korban would be mechaper on the averas done before this. That's one suffix. Now, the yim, Tim, so if you want to tell me that acha frosha nami koi, kaidim shchito, yafil yacha shchito, adrika, that was a suffix, even if you want to tell me true, that a korban could be mechaper for averis that are done, even after that frosha, what's going to be after the shchit even, up until the zrika? Could this korban be mechaper on chatoyim that were done after the shchita? Ba'adalei, we answered back, yes, afilu wa zrika, even up until the zrika, also, the korban could be mechaper. But Rashi still ends off, that the dilma may be like kaim long krab zera. So Rav Yitzchak asked both questions to Rav Zera. See if the Rav Zera holds that there is a kapara, but who says we pass on Rav Zera? Rashi says, Viduma maybe, Leikaim lunk Rav Zera. Leikshatebayin, therefore our suffix before still remains a good suffix. That's a suffix in the Gemara, that after you made that frosha, and then you do a chet, can this carbon be mechapa for you or not, and still remains a shayla in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Itma we learned, Toido. Let's say Reuven is bringing a korban toida. Now, whoever made the shchita, he made it l'shem toides chaveroi. He had in mind for it should be oila for a korban toida for somebody else. So Rashi says a shalom the Gemara that Rabbi Romek Sheira, Rabbi says this korban toida is kosher. Rav Chizda Romek Sula Chizda says no, the korban is possible. So Rashi learns like this: what's the shalom the Gemara? That toidus sheshochto l'shem toidus chaveroi loy sheshochto amnas sheishchata bo mi shena baleho v'yein, not that you had in mind that this korban should be mechaper for somebody else, because if so, that's the real case of shinu bailim, and that's that we have after Mishnah, that it's lo l'chayv l'shem bailim. But here we're talking about what's not a shinu bailim, like you don't want the kaporo to be for another person, just you mechavin Kodesh, that Ela Shinu Kodesh. It's like a Shinu Kodesh over here. Rashi said the case was Shoysel Ruvain Toida or the Shimon Toida. Acheres, both Reuven and Shimon had their own carbon Toida. Now the Kain made a mistake. Whoever made a Shchita of a Shachar as Toidosa Shalzeh, he shafted Reuven's Toida L'Shem Toidosa Shalzeh. He had a mind to do it L'Shem Shimon. But not that he had in mind, like we had before, Shinu Bailam is that the kapara of the korban mishas the zrika, like the zrika should help for somebody else. No, it's like a Shinu Kodesh, that this korban, instead of being Reuven's korban, you had in mind it should be Shimon's korban. And Rashi says, really, Ruadin, the Shechet Chates Chelev, L'Shem Chates Dam, could be the same svara by korban Chates, or the old korbanis, he could be the type of a shayla. Is this called the Psulonat? Because the Maise, it's not a Shinu Bailim, but it's like a Shinu Kodesh. But it's not a real Shinu Kodesh. Because both Kabonis are a Korban Toida, like Rosh the Chattis. If you have Yeshech the Chattis, which is supposed to be done, L'Shem Dam, L'Shem Chelev, is this a Psul of Shinu Kodesh or not? That's a Machloikis Rab and Rav Chizda. So it's like this. Rab, Romak, She Rab, says the Korban is still kosher, and it's even Olu L'Shem, L'Chayv, L'Shem, Bar, it's Olu L'Chayv, Toida, L'Shem, Toida, Nishkato, listen. There's no psul l'shinu kodesh here. is korban toida had a shchit l'shem korban toida? Is kosher 100%? Rav Chisda Rav Sula, no. Chisda's posel l'shem shlomim didei nishchat abinin. That is the loch of shinul kodesh that you have to shecht l'shmo. That's be done l'shem the bailim. Rashi says l'shem shlomim didei binin d'chsiv zevach toida shlomov. It has to be to his shlomim. He has to shecht it for the owner. That's the high difficult group. What are we arguing by toido? Bishom diminor maisi rabba siat. Rabba brings the proof for what he says. But near Rashi says, who are doing l'shas vachin with the same shalom and the other carbon? If two people, Reuven and Shimon, both have a carbon shlomim, and they shecht Reuven's carbon shlomim l'shem Shimon's carbon shlomim, is this considered a shino kodesh or not? Like a chizda says yes. The pasuk says Zebach Toida Shlomov, it has to be the owner's name. You have to have him in mind. Now, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Minoah, how do I know my Yisrael to say that it's still kosher, and it's even Olu Labailu Meshem Chayva? How do I know this? So Rabba says, the Tanya will learn like this. The Bosuk says, Ubosa Zebach Toida Shlomov, the Yaymek Ribu es Divchai. The day he brings the Korbin Toida, but it calls it Shlomov. So Abuchanan says Mishum Reb Leza that Bor Lamed comes to teach us that Toida Sheshachot Ol Hashem Shlamim, that we have Reuven's Korban Toida, that the Kohen that make a Shechita now L'Shem the Korban Shlamim Kshera, it's Kshera 100% and it's Ilo Olu L'Bainu L'Shem Chayva. What about the opposite way? Shlamim Shenishchot Ol Hashem Toida, let's say you have a Korban Shlamim that you made a Shechita L'Shem the Korban Toida, so then Sulim, it's possible, that's called the Shino Kodesh. Psula means it's like Olul Labayin Olul Hashem Chayva. Now you can ask the question that we had before, Ma Hefresh Ben Zelazer, what's the difference between the two? Amanashach, is it Toida Shlomim or not? So the answer is yes, that Toida Kruya Shlomim. That's this Pasuk, that Toida Shlomov, that a Korban Toida is called the Shlomim. So you have a Shech, the Korban Toida, L'Shem, the Korban Shlomim, that's kosher 100%. But the opposite way, no. V'yein shlomim kruyin toida, a korban shlomim is not called a korban toida. That's the halachas. So now what's the diyuk here? That shlomim l'shem toida psula. V'yishech the korban shlomim l'shem a korban toida, that's when it's possible. Mashma though ha toida l'shem toida k'shera. But v'yishech the korban toida, even though l'shem another korban toida, it's always kosher. So that's Rabba's proof that it's kosher. So my love isn't the case talking about d'chavrei, but even though you shecht l'shem your friend's toida, still is kosher. It's only yishal if you shecht the korban shlamim l'shem on korban toida. That's where it's a shal that it's possible. If shecht the toida l'shem another toida, even though they're two different people, still is kosher. So the Gemara says, no, as a chizuk answer, you know, there's no diik here. Lo yatei, that we're talking about here, today, it's his own korban. The diik is only if you shecht your own korban toida for another korban toida, that's where it's kosher. But if let's say Reuven has two kabbonas, he has a korban shlomim and a korban toida, and the kohen now shechts the korban shlomim l'shem the korban toida, that's where the deed gives us psula. So Moshe says, Ava, what do you want to tell me? The chavrei might psula, but if it would be his friend's korban, even a korban toida, then it would be possible. Says so. Adetonya, why does it only say shlomim l'shem toida psula? Why does it only say that way? Listen, let us say also toida l'shem toida. That there are cases that even a korban toida of Reuven that was shechted l'shem a korban toida for Shimon is possible. If so, then the kol shechein shlomim l'shem toida. For sure, I would know shlomim would possible if it was done l'shem a toida. Like madach, even a toida itself if it's done l'shem another toida is possible. So pshita shlomim l'shem toida. Tzmar says no. The chiddush here is that shlomim l'shem toida didei yitzrich lei. Here, the so bright is talking about where Reuven himself has these two kabbonis. And that's the chiddush, that even though they both belong to Reuven, but if they shecht his shlomim l'shem a toida, that's what's possible. Because really, sakot, if possible just means the olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Because really, sakot, that the chemin I would have thought to say, mi de toida kruyi shlomim. Since the korban toida is also called the korban shlomim, so maybe the opposite way also. I would also say then that a shlomim is nami kruyi toida, korban shlomim is also called a toida. And therefore, v'chi shochet lu l'shem toida. L'chshiru, if you shecht the korban shlomim, l'shem the korban toida, your own korban, it should be kosher. Kamashmala, no, here it's possible. even though they both belong to you, but this is considered a Shinu Kodesh, the fact that you shechted one carbon shlomim l'shem a carbon toida. But it's talking about where you own both of them. Say Nechnami, if you own two toidas, then avad rabbi no psul. But according to Rav Chisda, if Reuven has a carbon toida, and the Kohen shechs it l'shem Shimon's carbon toida, and Nechnami, that's also michla, that's also included, and the psul of a Shinu Kodesh. In other words, a Kodesh means like the shame of this carbon. The shame of this carbon is called two things. It's called the carbon taida, and it's also called Reuven's carbon taida. So if you shecht Reuven's carbon taida, l'shem Shimon's carbon taida, that's also a type of the soul of Shinu Kodesh. Again, the way Rashi learned is not Shinu Bailim, because you did not have in mind that the kapora of this carbon should be for your friend. Like Rashi said before, there you have to have in mind that b'shach t'shchita, you plan to make this zrika l'shem your friend. That will be a soul of the machshav of zrika. But over here it's a psul, the pure machshav of shchita alone. It's a ged like Shinu Kodesh, that you want this type of a carbon to be for somebody else. That's a psul. So according to Chizkiah it's possible, but according to Rabbi, you also know it's kosher. Right. Omar Rabbi says, Chatis sheshochato, l'shem chatis ksheira. If you have a carbon chatis, even though you're shepherd for a different type of a chatis, that you are mechayev to bring a chatis for dam, and you shechted it now l'shem echatis of chelev, still it's kosher, since they're both called the carbon chatis, it's ksheira. And it's even also like yimekayim dechayiv l'shem oyla psula. If you shecht the carbon chatis l'shem a carbon oyla, that's psula. It says the Mishnah, the Rashi says psula gamri completely, because it's not like learned in our Mishnah that kol hazvachim aksherim but chutz min hapesach liyachatis, the carbon chatis here there's a psul. The shech the carbon chatish lo lishmo the shame another carbon that passes the chatis. My time, what's the reason? So the course the reason is that the pasuk says the shochat oisol chatis amarachmono, that you have to shech the carbon chatis l'shem chatis, and over here v'rei chatis l'shem chatis nishchato. Here you shechted the carbon chatis l'shem chatis, even though you shechted it for the wrong chet. It was supposed to be brought for the chet of dam, and you shechted for the chet of chelev, but since they're both carbon chattis, therefore you're it's kosher. But l'shem oyla psula. But if you shech l'shem oyla, that's not called l'shem chattis, that's called the ashinu kodesh, that'll make a psul, you have to burn this carbon. The Yomar Rav also said that chattis sheshochato, ami shemachuyiv chattis psula. You make a psul l'shinu bailam. You shecht Reuven's chatis l'shem Shimon, and Shimon also did a chet that he has to bring a korban chatis for, so he has shechet this korban chatis and it's like a psula. But Amisha mechuyev oyla ksheira. But if you shechted Reuven's korban chatis l'shem Shimon, and Shimon only needs an oyla, he only did an isser asay or a lois asay, a lav shenitiv asay, he does not need a korban chatis. Therefore, there's no psul l'shinu bailam here. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says v'chipur alav, that you have to have in mind the kapara should be for the owner, and not that the kapara should be for somebody else. This is the psula shina bailam. But the diak is olav leachadero, you have to mechavim that he should have the kapara, and not his friend should have the kapara. The diak is chadero dumididei, his friend is like you, which meaning the mechuyev kapara kamaisai. He has to be mechuyev a kapara, a type of a carbon the same way you are. That's called mino yizmachrev bo, v'yeinu mino yizmachrev machrev bo. That's his pasuk. For that there's a psul of shinu bailim by a carbon, that's only the second person has shaychis, needs the kapara of this carbon. But since he also needs this carbon, then that makes the psul. But if it's only mechuyev an essay, he has no shaychis, the carbon chatis, he will not, now that's not called olav v'loyachaveiroi. There will not be a psul of shinu bailim. And now the Gemara goes weiter. The Yomar Rav Rav says, chatis sheshochato ami she'ena mechuyev klum psula. This is the chiddush. Reuven has a korban chatis. Now the kohen by mistakes, whoever it is, makes the shechita l'shem Shimon. Now Shimon is not mechuyev klum, means he does not have a chiyev to bring a korban chatis, and he also does not have a chiyev to bring a korban oil either. He does not have a chiyev to bring a korban. That's called the mi she'ena mechuyev klum is psula. This also applies to psul of shinu bailam. Why? The question is why. The chur, if the other person is not the chur of the carbon chatis, so the chur, it's not called minoi. so it should not be machab, who is a steer in Rava. Therefore, there are some that are gurus here that Rava means to say in Oila, Sheshtochta, Mishain, and Machayiv Klum is Sula. But Pasha, the gurus is still a Zachatis, and we'll soon see the reason why. So again, so I'm a Rava, that Chatis, a carbon Chatis, Sheshtochta, Mishain, and Machayiv Klum is Psula. And the reason is, Shein lecho odom v'yisrael, that there's no person in Klaiyus or no Jew, Shein no mechuyiv esay, that not mechuyiv in esay, meaning that it not, was not over in Yisra asay. See, even though he does not have a chiyiv to bring a korban oila, meaning he did not make a neder to bring a korban oila, but akoponim, most probably he was over in Yisra asay, or else he was over a lav that shenitically asay. In these cases, the kapor is a korban oila. And who adin the chiddush here is that a chatis is also mechaper on this. But the Gemara says right there, the Yomar Rav says that chatis, whoever brings a korban chatis, mechaperos halchay ve'esay mekal v'chaymo. Like if the person did a chet that is mechuyav to bring a korban chatis, let's say he ate chaylev or he ate dam b'shoigig. Now that person now has the chiddush to bring a korban chatis. Let's say he also was over in Yisra asay. So the korban chatas that he brings forgives him for all the isra asayas that he did also. And Rava says this is mikal v'chayma, that's a kal v'chayma. Al-chay v'krisis mechaperis, if a korban chatas is mechaper for such a strong avera, that yichay v'krisis b'mezer on, al-chay v'yetzel l'kol shechein, on a simple avera that is only an isra asay, pshita that a korban chatas is mechaper. So it comes out on a person that's not mechuyev a korban at all, but our koponim, he most probably was over in Yisra asay. So now, when Ruvain's chatis is being shechted l'shem the kapara for this Shimon, this korban will help Shimon, because really Shimon will also have a kapara from this korban chatis, because it's mechaper on the Yisra asay. So we have to understand then why is the first halacha, what does Rava say? If Ruvain's chatis was shechted l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is mechuyav a korban oila, then it's kosher. L'chur, why is it kosher? Since Shimon needs a korban oila, must probably did a chet, so l'chur let this chatas have to do with him. So Gemara asked this question now, l'meimu, what do you want to tell me? The bas minohi, that a person that was over in Yisra asay, he's called the bas minoi of a korban chatas. The korban chatas has to do with him. This korban chatas will be mechapa for him also. Yeah, so it's a question. I have all my Rav himself just got finished saying that chatis sheshochato al mi shemachuyiv chatis psula. If he shecht Ruvain's chatis for a kapara of Shimon, since Shimon is also mechuyiv a korban chatis, that makes a psul. That's called a psul shinu bailam. But al mi shemachuyiv oilek shero. But if he shecht Ruvain's chatis l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is only mechuyiv a korban oila, it's kshero. So the question is, why is it kshero? Since Shimon needs a korban oila, most probably he did a nisar asay. So now Ruvain's chatis could be mechaper on that. So Ruvain's chatis has to do with that avera, his nisar asay. So why don't I say it's called like minoy, that should be machav, that should make a psul of shino bailim? Why does Rava say that if yeshecht Ruvain's chatis l'shem Shimon that's mechuyiv a korban oila, it's kshera? But if Shimon is not mechuyiv a korban oila, because he was not mafresh a korban oila yet, just it was over in Yisra asay, then Ruvain's korban like would have shaychus to Shimon, and there would be a psul shino bailam. It doesn't make any sense. So my answer is like this: the insight is, I'll tell you, mikiva loy mechapro, but mikufya mechapro.